All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Friday edition of the Daily Dose of Awesome, your life 50 minutes of daily motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. And boy, do I have something fun for you today. Today's topic is pretty much why your upline might prohibit you from using social media after watching this video. And quite frankly, I hope they try. And so something recently came up in our community that was a little controversial, a little fun for us who are in the know, but it actually touches on such an obviously serious topic in the network marketing space, touching on the ignorance and fear that's currently running amok in this profession and has run amok in this profession since I got started and probably before that. And that's about the advent of the internet and the implications that it has on our businesses. So I'm actually going to show you an actual comment from a top earner who is successful in his own right that really has some serious issues with, that I have some serious issues with in terms of the comment. But just the comment clearly shows an ignorance of the reality of how the internet, Facebook, and social media work and the implications that it has on our businesses. And so that's what I'm going to address today. I'm going to quickly go through my intro because I have a lot to cover. So my name is Fernie Sabalos. I'm a lead generation and online marketing expert. So for those of you who don't know, and specializing in helping home business owners, that's network marketers, affiliate marketers, direct sellers, multiply their incomes using the internet. I built my first six-figure network marketing business within a couple years of discovering the information we teach at Elite Marketing Pro. And over the past 10 years, I've personally been responsible for over $14 million in gross income into my home businesses, and have helped our clients in the network marketing, direct selling, and affiliate marketing space produce hundreds of millions of dollars collectively in their businesses as well. So what we do and teach works, and that is fact. And I'm also going to be covering a few more facts related to how, you know, this internet thing works, and again, the implications that it has in your businesses. Now, I'm going to skip the whole part about how to subscribe if you want to get access to these trainings and our vault of trainings. Basically, you're going to have to like and follow us. And so you can basically go to our fan page and follow us. And after this training, you're probably going to be convinced that we offer lots of free content that you can benefit from, and you get a little notification every time we go live. So with that said, let me just hop right into the content. So again, why your upline might prohibit the use of social media in your organization after watching this video. And quite frankly, again, I hope they try. You'll understand why in a second. I want to make sure that everybody is live here. Just a second, guys. Phone's loading slowly. Okay, there you go. All right, come on, Facebook, give me something. All right, well, I'll check that out in a bit. Guys, Facebook seems to be loading slowly, so. All right, no worries. So what I want to present today is proof that traditional network marketing by itself is seriously flawed in today's world. And I say this with all due respect for every top earner that's built network marketing and done it the old school way. Blockbuster Video at some point used to be successful, you know, in the movie rental business until they weren't. And the reason they aren't anymore is pretty obvious. And taxi cabs used to have dominant in the space until they weren't. And now Uber has taken over, you know, that space. Here we go. I don't know why that life took so long. What's up, everybody? Hello, Brandy. Heather, what is up? I want you guys to participate. All right, so let me actually share my screen with you. I'm going to actually show you the comment that created an uproar in our community. And again, I've blocked out all the identity of this particular person. I don't want to embarrass this individual in any way. In fact, no one will ever know who it is. It's just a matter of what he said and why that presents an issue for his business and the businesses of a lot of people that are trying to kind of keep it old school, so to speak. And so the comment is this. One of our affiliates, one of our people was advertising, and their ad basically showed up in this guy's newsfeed. And so the guy basically didn't know how this post ends up on his newsfeed. And so it says, not sure how this shows up on my feed, but please take me off this. It gives my team the wrong info of what I teach them to be successful. And I know how to build solid teams. It's not by never meeting them or showing them that I care about their business. You will never replace person-to-person contact. And the people that get frustrated by that are the ones not willing to serve their teams. And so this is a pretty, interesting comment. And we posted in our community kind of just to kind of get people's thoughts. And obviously, us who are into the internet space and are building our teams or building our businesses this way, had a little bit of a little bit of fun. But really, the whole point was to really pinpoint a real problem and in the traditional space, and really ignorance. So this person is not a bad person. People that are doing traditional network marketing are not a bad person. They're not bad people even because they ignore the internet. A lot of good people do things that are wrong. A lot of good people have mistaken opinions. And this just has to be a case where a good person has a very mistaken opinion. He's probably even a really smart guy. If he's successful in network marketing, he's probably a really smart guy. But again, there's a tinge of ignorance, or a lot of ignorance and a tinge of fear that's involved in this statement. And so I want to share with you, first and foremost, how Facebook works. And so how Facebook works is really interesting. Because really, apparently this guy and a lot of people in the network marketing space don't understand what Facebook is. Facebook is not just a social network. In fact, that's a secondary product in terms of being what it does, because it doesn't make money being a social network in and of itself. It's also an advertising platform, and that's its primary product, because that's the only way Facebook makes money, is through advertising. And they refer to ad space as inventory. So inventory, what is the inventory they're talking about? They're talking about us. They're talking, their value is based on how big their network is. And the inventory has to do with how many of our news feeds they can feed that advertising to. Now, of course, Facebook has a really cool philosophy as it relates to how they do this advertising, what they allow and don't allow, because they don't want to ruin the network for us. At the same time, let's make no mistake about it, Facebook is a business, and the real product and only product that they sell is advertising space. So if you guys have ever seen, right now, give me a number one, if you've ever seen an ad show up on your newsfeed on Facebook, and it should be everybody on this call, but I just want to see, like, clearly, all of you are being advertised to. You. We're all getting these ads. So give me a number one if you've seen ads on Facebook. Now, Facebook allows advertisers like me and like our clients, our community members, many of whom, actually most of whom are watching this live right now, target you on Facebook. We are allowed to target you. We're allowed to target just about anyone on Facebook according to your interest and profile information that you willfully gave to them. In fact, in your terms of service, you actually pretty much gave up your rights to all that information. They track your behavior, so what you click on, what you buy, who you like, etc., what you watch, all that information is being tracked and then can be utilized by, new age network marketers like us to target people based on those behaviors, because we can target people based on the things they'll be interested in. So as opposed to prospecting random people and hope they're interested in our juice or our vitamins or our weight loss product, we can target people specifically who would be actually interested in that type of thing and avoid the whole rejection BS altogether. So yes, that means that Facebook allows us also to target your downline and, in fact, target your entire company. And you may have noticed, if you're in a very traditional company, you may have noticed that there's attrition and that people are shifting and moving to other companies. One of the reasons they're moving to those other companies is because those companies may be more progressive with regards to using the internet. They may have better systems for utilizing the internet to build. They may have better training for utilizing the internet to build. So this is happening whether you like it or not. So these are facts about Facebook. If you have beef with what's happening right now, if this guy who posted, who didn't like this in his newsfeed has beef with this, it's not with us. It's with Facebook. We are using what Facebook was created for to our advantage in order to build our businesses, whether it's a network marketing, direct selling, affiliate marketing, coaching business, training business, whether I'm selling juice, vitamins, whatever. I want to be a guru about the metaphysical nature of life. If I want to do that, I can start a business on Facebook and have instantly a platform and people to talk to. So if you want to shield your organization from any outside information, the only option you have is to basically completely ban the use of Facebook within your team and organization. That really is the only option. If you don't want this information to get in front of the new age network marketing information we teach, if you don't want this information or any other information that may contradict your worldview or how you think businesses should be built, you basically need to require your organization to ban, to shut down their Facebook accounts and no longer be on Facebook ever again. That is the only option. Otherwise, and that's not really a great option because you're going to have either people leave or people swallow the Kool-Aid and actually do that, and those people will be very, very small group. So otherwise, your only viable option is actually to adapt. The smart thing here would be ask, how does this happen? This guy should have asked, how does this show up on my newsfeed? The next question he should have asked is, how can I use this new technology in my business? How can I take advantage of this? How can I use this opportunity to grow my business? What can I do? Who can I learn from? Network marketing seems to be the only industry which ignores innovation and tries to basically pretend that innovation is not there. And if you're trying to do that as a leader, how did that work out for Blockbuster Video? How has that worked out for the taxi companies that are now hemorrhaging in expenses because they don't have enough clients to take around in the cities? I did a whole live on all these industries and companies who basically are going extinct or have gone extinct because a new company has taken its place, which serves the needs in the modern era of people that wanting to have more convenience. Amazon just bought Whole Foods. Why? It's because they want to be able to deliver your groceries, your organic groceries, cruciferous fruits, cruciferous vegetables and fruits, organic fruits straight to your door. That's why Amazon bought Whole Foods. Do you think they intend to keep the brick and mortar version of Whole Foods? Maybe some of them, but most of them are probably going to shut down. And Amazon is going to be Whole Foods online. And so this is what's happening right now in the world, and you got to be hip to it. Guys, if you guys are watching this and you agree with what I'm saying, if this is resonating with you, give me a hell yeah or an amen, whatever you want to say. Give me a hell yes, amen, whatever. I want to hear from you guys right now who are watching this, because this is really happening, and it's about time that people in the industry, in the profession, really wake up and ask themselves some serious and honest questions. Again, good people are fighting this. Good people are fighting this fight, just like this gentleman who wrote this comment. This is probably a good, smart, very talented network marketer who's choosing to make the wrong decision by ignoring what's happening with technology. And so, but the beauty about this, see, so many people in network marketing are politically conservative, and they celebrate free enterprise. I was actually in a company where they actually had an event called Free Enterprise Days, and it was all patriotic and the Constitution and God and country and all that stuff, and they were celebrating the fact that we had the freedom in this country to start businesses and basically determine our own destiny. This is free enterprise at its best. If you truly have that philosophy, this is free enterprise at its best. And the best part is that it doesn't care what religion, political affiliation you are. It cares about who can serve people in this planet, in this profession, in this country better. And right now, I got to tell you, people that are building online are crushing it. And they're crushing it, and they're beginning to basically take over the industry because they offer a better product. And that better product is the opportunity that they offer. And so I want to quickly break down what it is that you know, what I want to actually go through line by line to actually make a few points, and then I'll be done here. So first he says that I already talked about, I'm not sure how this shows up on my newsfeed, and then he asks, please take me off. We can't take you off. Facebook, you have to ask Facebook to take you off. In fact, actually, there's a solution. The only way you can have ads not show up on your newsfeed is if you're using the dark web version of Facebook. So you can go log on to this dark web, go into this scary underbelly of the internet, and use that version of Facebook because you can't be tracked there. So that's your only option if you don't want to be tracked. But I don't recommend you do that either because it's a scary place, that dark web place. Anyway, so he also goes on to say, it gives my team the wrong info on what I teach them to be successful. That's implying that we're basically teaching people crap and that we're giving people wrong info that's not going to help them. Nothing can be further from the truth. He also goes on to say, and I know how to build solid teams, which he probably does, and it's not by never meeting them or showing them that I care about their business. So one, again, implying that what we're teaching people is not to care about other people. Clearly, guys, if I have added value to you and have shown that I care about your business that are watching this right now, please give me a number five. Give me a number five. Give me a high five, Fernie. Yes, you've added value to me, and you've made my life even a little bit better. Please give me a five, because this guy's implying that what we're doing here is not caring about other people's businesses. Also, in this comment is that he says you can, and it's not by never meeting them. He follows up by saying you will never replace the person-to-person contact. That's not true. I have right now 70, almost 80 people watching live, listening to this, responding to this, and are positive about what we're doing here. And I only recently met a few of them at a recent live event we have. So I'm not opposed to meeting people face to face, but they were part of our community and were part of our training system. And before we even met, in fact, a lot of them have already joined network marketing organizations with leaders that they've never met. They met them online through some sort of Facebook group or some sort of funnel or some sort of process that was digital, where they said, yes, this is a place I need to be. They can have a phone conversation or a video chat or whatever, or maybe in some cases they don't have any chat at all. That person just says, I want to work with this person. Let's make it happen. So to say that that this business requires face-to-face contact is simply not true. And again, it's the facts are in. They're being proven every single day. Look at Angel and Ryan Fletcher. Look at Nadia and John Melton. Look at Julie Burke. Endless examples of people that have built businesses online digitally without ever actually meeting people face-to-face. They do have conversations. Don't take me wrong. This business does require a personal touch, but it could be on the phone, it could be a video chat, it could be a messenger, but it doesn't require you to go to Starbucks or go to someone's home, etc. And finally, the last part is that the people that get frustrated by that are the ones not willing to serve their teams. Again, the implication that we are not here to help people serve their teams. Quite the opposite. And people have figured out, a lot of people right now that are posting comments here are serving their teams digitally. They're doing Facebook Lives. They started Facebook groups provide information to people, to their teams. So clearly they're interested in serving their team, and they're in constant communication with their teams using Facebook, using video, using Facebook Live. And so the implication is that by somebody going online because they're frustrated with old school, they don't care about anyone but themselves. That's completely not true. The people that get frustrated with old school are people like me, people that have made millions of dollars from home. I went online because I was frustrated with old school. If you were frustrated, if you're watching this right now, if you were at one point frustrated with old school, drop me a number seven. Give me a number seven if you were at one point frustrated with old school and that's why you came online. That's why you came to be a part of Elite Marketing Pro, so you can learn a new way of building. Please give me, so drop me that. I want to close with some comments from a leader, a six-figure earner that's part of our community. So he's successful in a certain network marketing company that's more progressive. And so his name is Tim. So Tim actually, as you can see, our community actually had a little fun. Let me actually show my screen here. Our community had quite a bit of fun, but more importantly, it was an opportunity for teaching to drive the point home. And so Tim actually makes a really cool comment. He says, "I'll be the first to admit that I used to think like this guy. I was all driven by fear and ignorance. Like someone said above, you don't know what you don't know. This guy clearly doesn't know." Again, doesn't mean he's a bad guy. He just doesn't know. The idea that nothing replaces person to person is an old school, outdated mentality. What most of the old schoolers won't admit is how many people say no to this industry and how many people quit because it's perceived as person to person. People are busy. Either you adapt and provide your team with the know-how to build online, or they will find it elsewhere, possibly in a new team or a new company. So that is wisdom from a true leader here in the network marketing space. And his last point, many people say no to this industry and many people quit because it's perceived as person to person. The final point I want to make is everything people hate about network marketing is a symptom. Everything people hate about network marketing is a symptom of the problem. For the first time, the internet is providing us the opportunity to conduct ourselves in a professional way, protect our relationships, and do what real businesses do. And what do real businesses do? They advertise and create systems so that the business can grow on its own. So that is the main point I'm driving here. We are, for the first time, have an opportunity, thanks to social media, thanks to advertising platforms, and thanks to the internet, to conduct ourselves as professionals, because clearly the majority of the industry at large does not conduct themselves like professionals. Otherwise, all these family issues that rise up, the rejection issues, people blocking you or ignoring you on social media, that stuff wouldn't happen if we actually provided people in this industry a better way to build. And quite frankly, Elite Marketing Pro has a better way to build. If someone referred you to this video right now, click on the link in the description, click on their link or send them a private message and request more information about our online recruiting bootcamp, where we show you exactly how you can build your business using the internet. If there's no link there, you can simply go to elitemarketingpro.com directly, type it into your browser, and on the homepage, we give you an opportunity to get our online recruiting bootcamp. It's our introductory course, absolutely free, on how it is you can learn to build your business using the internet. And you also get a little special bonus. You actually get an opportunity to purchase my book at a deep discount if you want to get more in-depth information and really dive in, and if you're serious about doing this. So that's my live for today, guys. I wanted to be real and say like it is, and I want to actually go through some of these comments. Because I didn't feel like I was such on a roll. I didn't want to make you guys feel like I was ignoring you guys. From all over the world, I never would have been able to interact with you if it weren't for social media. Thank you, Angela. That means a lot. Without the internet, I wouldn't have enough of a network to be successful. And that's exactly why what we're doing with the internet is we're doing what old school people have been telling their downline forever, which is you need to expand your network. You need more people. You need to find more people. Well, guess what? The internet gives us the ability to find more people. Social media gives us the ability to expand our network. Building an email list and building funnels allows us to grow our personal network, our direct network that no one else can access. So we're doing things exactly like you've been telling us, just doing it in a different way that you may not understand yet. So I love you too. Melanie, awesome. My company is very progressive and wanting to teach us how to build our businesses online. Fantastic. Change is the hardest thing and inevitable and hard. Absolutely. Thank you, Fernie. Great info. Have a great weekend. Thank you guys so much. And so finally from Heather, one of our awesome community members. Thanks to social media, what we have learned from EMP, we now have business partners in other countries. We could not have done this traditionally. Thank you so much, guys. Have an awesome weekend. I hope this was valuable, and we will talk soon. Take care.